As the South African government struggles to work out its policy on HIV drugs, scientists are struggling too. Their challenge is to figure out the most effective doses and the most effective schedules for people who take the drugs. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that two new studies change some previously held notions.
In the mid-1990s, physician David Bangsberg suddenly had something pretty helpful for HIV-positive people. A regimen of three drugs, up to 21 pills a day, taken at precise times. But the complicated schedule for pill taking was a problem.
There is discussions, public health discussions, as to whether you should prescribe at all to populations who were at risk for not taking all of their medications for fear of generating drug-resistant virus in patients themselves and those patients spreading resistant virus to others.
Homeless people, people with mental illness, people in developing countries with poor healthcare systems, would they be able to take the pills on the right schedule? The suspicion in the public health community was that missed pills would give a chance for mutant viruses, less sensitive to the drugs, to grow and thrive. Bangsberg and his colleagues at the University of California at San Francisco decided to check it out.
So we looked at patients who were either homeless or marginally housed, largely in the Tenderloin of San Francisco, who were on stable HIV therapy, and measured their adherence very carefully and asked, you know, which of these patients were at highest risk for developing drug-resistant virus.
They held clinics for the patients and periodically measured the viruses in their blood. Home workers made unannounced visits to single-room occupancy hotels and homeless shelters and counted the pills in their subjects' pill boxes. They expected to find that the people who were the best about taking their pills on time would have the fewest viruses and the fewest resistant strains. Bangsberg reports in the upcoming issue of the journal AIDS that half of the good pill takers almost completely suppressed the virus.
However, in the remaining half who are incompletely suppressed, they're generating drug resistance much more rapidly than any of the people we studied.
Bangsberg isn't sure why those good pill takers who failed to suppress the drugs were also more likely to grow resistant viruses than people who took only 40 or 50% of their pills on time. But he is sure of two things.
It makes it much easier from a public health perspective to treat populations at risk for non-adherence.
Because you don't have to worry as much about the development of resistant strains. And the second thing Bangsberg is sure of, people should not use the study as an excuse to stop taking their drugs regularly.
Well, the relationship between adherence and drug resistance is complex, and much more complex than we appreciate it. I believe the relationship between adherence and postponing clinical AIDS and death due to AIDS is more simple, and that the more medications you take, the highest level of adherence you have, the less likely you'll get sick with AIDS and die due to AIDS.
Ken Mayer already knew that HIV is a tricky virus. He's a professor of medicine and community health at Brown University. He says Bangsberg's results contain three messages. Number one, people with HIV shouldn't try to take their drugs 85 or 90 or 95% of the time. They should try for 100%.
Number two, it tells us that for a subset of people, even who are taking their medicines regularly, these medicines may not work over time, and so we have to have second line, third line, and fourth line agents. And conclusion number three, which I think is the most sobering, is that it means that people who are living with HIV, who are on medicine, if they develop resistance, could transmit resistant virus.
And indeed, he says, scientists have been presenting data recently showing that 10 to 20% of new HIV infections in developed countries are caused by viruses resistant to commonly used drugs. Mayer says treating those resistant HIV infections may be more difficult now with the results of a second study on drug treatment. It appears in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. Researchers from UCSF and several other institutions tested drug holidays. People with HIV resistant to some of the conventional AIDS drugs got time off from their multi-drug regimen. The idea was to see if the holiday would give their own immune systems a chance to kick in. Again, Ken Mayer.
These studies suggest that probably that's not going to work out well.
138 patients went off treatment for up to 4 months. 22 were worse off or dead within a year. That's compared to only 12 people in a similar-sized group who had no drug holiday. Mayer says the hope had been that drug holidays would help minimize side effects and save money. they still might work in a subset of people, say, newly infected people. Both studies remind Mayer of something that's held true about HIV since the discovery of the virus.
It ain't easy at all, HIV care. You know, there's a certain science and a certain art to it at this point in time.
One ray of hope for the future. Both Bangsberg and Mayer say newer drugs could limit the development of drug resistance and may make drug holidays possible. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.